One day, I wrote Edward, one of my former English students, a letter of recommendation for a presidential scholarship at Southern Oregon University. I knew he would be the 1998 Troy High School valedictorian. But instead of writing of his achievements, I wished I'd written what I felt. Ed is the last one left, the last kid in the home of Seamus and Laura. Please don't accept Edward. He is needed here to hike the mountains and bring home venison. Needed to split firewood, write poetry, and argue about books and music and clear-cutting. Where will Ed ski? How will Turner Mountain Ski Area survive without him? Who will shovel rooftops? No, Ashland doesn't need Ed. The Yak needs him. So please don't recognize his talents and abilities. Must you take him too, like the other Yak kids? All the sons and daughters are leaving, and they won't be back. There is all this space. Please let us keep Ed, maybe just one more year. That's what I wished I'd written, but I didn't. Ed got the scholarship. Jeff Furterer, Yak Valley, 1998.
Jeff, you're just about to start a new job near Seattle. Do you have any thoughts about how that might be different than your previous life in the Yak and teaching at the school there?
Well, I have a zillion thoughts right now, mostly how I'm going to get to work and survive the drive from my little place in Whidbey Island to the school in Everett that I'm going to be teaching. Just that thought's frightening compared to what I've been doing.
You mean much longer commute than what you had in the Yak?
Well, maybe not. It is a little bit longer, but what's really different about it is the fact that I can drive for a half an hour coming from the Yak and not see a car, or maybe three or four cars, and that's quite different over here.
Yes. any thoughts about how the school experience, how your job will be different compared to what it was in the Yak?
Well, one of the big things that I already know is going to happen is that I'm going to be with probably twice the amount of kids per day than I was teaching in Troy. And I can't imagine that I'll be able to form the same type of relationships that I was able to form with those kids from the Yak.
Mm. You said in you wrote in your essay, all the sons and daughters are leaving. And, you know, I'm wondering, does it just feel that way, or is the exodus that extreme?
Well, I'd say I know probably it felt that way more than the actual exodus was taking place. However, kids that graduate from Troy High School, they don't have work. If they want to, and that's the sad thing to me is, you know, they've gone there, they love the area, and once they graduate from high school, there isn't anything for them to do. So they don't really have a choice. A few kids find jobs still in the woods, logging, or maybe working at the local lumber mill, but most of the kids have to leave if they want to live comfortably or even halfway reasonably.
Jeff, you wrote about Ed, your former student, and how you wrote a letter of recommendation to him. What do we know about what Ed is up to these days?
I just saw Ed before I left to move over here. Ed is a writer, an aspiring writer. He's going to the University of Montana. He and his partner just recently had a beautiful child. Right now he's at home. Working for the Forest Service to raise enough money to, again, go back to school. The kids are lucky in the sense that the college kids are lucky. Forest Service hires them for summers, and they're able to come home and work. So Ed's right now working and raising a baby at the home of Seamus and Laura, and he'll soon be back to the University of Montana.
It did seem from your essay that the relationships that you had formed with kids like Ed did go beyond that kind of usual teacher-student relationship that one finds in overcrowded urban schools. Talk to me a little bit more about the what's the word? Let me just put it this way. Talk to me about the depth of those relationships.
It's funny that you asked that question. I just went through some in-service at the school I'm going to work, and they told us some of the things that you just don't do. And one of the things they mentioned was you don't give kids rides home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you just don't do that, and for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And when I was teaching in Troy, I used to leave the keys in the ignition of my Jeep. And if a kid needed a ride, sometimes I didn't have time to give him a ride. I just told him to go out and take my Jeep. And
Did you always get it back in one piece, Jeff?
Yeah, I did. One time a kid drove off and went mudding with it, and I wasn't very happy with that young man, and he didn't drive it again. But I got it back in one piece, and I never worried about it either. And so we have 240 kids at Troy High School, and over a period of 4 years between coaching and teaching, I knew them all really well. And sadly, I don't think I'll ever get that opportunity again.
Mm. Jeff, why did you leave the Yak?
Well, since I wrote this essay, I got married to a beautiful woman I met at graduate school, and she also got a job teaching in Troy High School. Well, because our school population is getting smaller and smaller, her job looked like it was going to leave. In fact, it was put up to the voters, not specifically her job, but it was put up to the voters to fund some additional monies for staff. And the voters approved of it, but the handwriting was on the wall. She was going to eventually lose her job.
So had that not happened, I would be finding you in the Yak at this moment.
Yes.
Do you have any plans to go back to the Yak for a visit?
I still have land in the area, not in the Yak Valley specifically. And my wife and I have a dream of building on the land and, going back as soon as we can. Mm. Well, maybe not as soon as we can. This is a new adventure for us here, too, and we're pretty excited about being here as well.
Great. In a part of your essay, Jeff, you write about the kids from the Yak. Could you read a little bit from that, please?
Yeah, I'd be delighted. You think and remember, like the woodpile ants, kids come from everywhere. 100 or so from 8:30 to 3:20 fill your classroom. They are sophomores and seniors, Bull Lake kids, Savage Lake and Old Highway 2 kids, the kids who live in town and Kootenai Vista, the kids from the Yak. Robin, Crystal, Kevin and Christy, Josh, Willow and Ian, Audra and Sabrina, Gita, Zach and Edward. All except Willow and Edward have graduated and gone away, and Edward will finish this June. Others, too, graduated, gone before you ever met them. At different times, two Yak kids, Robin and Josh, lived with you and away from their own Yak homes before they graduated. They grew in the Yak, though, and know it well. You wait to hear from them. Josh calls and writes from Boston University. Robin sends her newest poems from Phoenix. And a few of the others drop by to see you when they are back, visiting their parents, visiting the place of their past. They all had to leave, though, you know. And Edward, 2 miles away, he is one of your nearest neighbors. After school sometimes on his way home from the bus stop, Edward swings by your house and builds you a fire, knowing your own arrival will be many hours later. He wants to surprise you with some warmth. He builds a fire in the stove and walks home. Later, when you get home, only coals remain. The house is warm, though, and you add wood to the embers. The fire crackles. Smiling, you open the fridge, grab a beer, and think of Ed. He knows the rules of houses opened. He could have helped himself to anything. And maybe he listened to the stereo for a while and opened the fridge, too. It doesn't matter. Different rules govern the Yak, at least for now. It's all right with you, except sometimes you don't want anything to govern the Yak. You want the Yak to be untamed, wild, and unsettled. like predator screams, like mountaintop thunder. Things change, even here. Kids leave and don't come back. Newcomers stay. You gulp the beer hard and forget about dinner.
Jeff Furterer is a writer and an English teacher and a former resident of the Yaak Valley. Thanks for speaking with me today.